This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma.
Friends, the first church was built by Christ, Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, upon this rock I will build my church, and expanded by the apostles, Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Jesus was its foundation, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. Jesus was the head thereof, Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. He is the head of the body, the church. The first church believed its mission was to save souls. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. When the first church met for worship, brethren heard the word of God taught, ate the Lord's Supper, prayed, gave of their means, and sang praises to God. Acts chapter 2, verse 47, Acts chapter 20, verse 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. In order to become a member of the first church, members were told to repent and be baptized for the remission of their sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Only those who gladly received the word obeyed, but those who did obey were added to the church by the Lord himself. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. It was not until after the church began that people started to change the doctrine and practice of the Church of Christ. It changed in its organization first, as Paul indicated that it would, in Acts chapter 20, verses 28 to 30. They even began to follow and teach doctrines of devils, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. One congregation went so far away that the Lord threatened to remove them unless they repented, Revelation chapter 2, verse 5. The result over the century is thousands of churches who have departed from God's word. They wear human names and teach contradictory doctrines and worships. You may ask, how can anyone be the first church in the 21st century? Our answer is simply this: the same way they became the first church. What they did to become Christians will also make us Christians. The word of God is called the seed of the kingdom in Luke chapter 8, verse 11. If we sow the seed that produced the first church, it will produce the same church even now. It will be alike in name, worship, doctrine, and practice. It is the nature of seed to bring forth after its kind. One cannot take the pure word of God and produce a single denomination. That would be like planting rice and harvesting sweet potatoes. If we sow God's word today, it will produce what it produced the first time. The Church of Christ was the result of preaching the word in the first century. A different church would require different seed. Friends, we urge you to become a member of the Church of Christ, for it will be saved by the Lord, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. You must believe, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, repent, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3, confess your faith that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, Romans 10 and verse 10, and be buried with him in baptism, Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, Acts chapter 2, verse 38. The Lord himself will then add you to the church that you read about in the New Testament. Remember this: you cannot join that blood-bought institution which was established by Jesus the Christ, the Son of God.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We also would like to encourage you to visit the Online Academy of Biblical Studies, that's OABS.org, and consider enrolling in one of their classes in the fall or spring semesters. As always, we thank you for listening.